top or bottom of the seventh inning, El Rosa will send Kevin Kiepler to the plate, Jackson Peter and Cody Eichers. Kevin, his fourth at bat today, he's one for two. Facing Alex Buddy, the pitch right down the middle, strike one. I really like this home plate umpire strike zone, Doc.
I did too.
It has been good. 0 on the count. A little bit low, and one ball, one strike. Alex Buddy has gone the distance so far for Richmond. In this hot, sweltering weather, it's a little bit low for a ball, and 2-1. Two balls, one strike to Kiepler. Buddy's pitch in the dirt, and 3-1. Three balls, one strike. El Rosa with seven hits today off of Alex Buddy. He has walked three. So the Saints have had 10 base runners. There's a strike call, and the count full to Kevin Kiepler at 3-2.
Nice pitch on the outside corner.
Three balls, two strikes. Pitch on the way. Tap back to Buddy on the mound. He'll have to go to the backhand. Nice play by Alex, and 1-3 on the put out of Kiepler. One down, Jackson Peter to the plate. Jackson 1-for-3 today. One of the up-and-coming Stearns County League stars. Jackson's had a good tournament. Ouch. Connor Doles takes that ball in the dirt. As he rolls around a little bit. I don't know where he took that in the leg. Maybe right above or in the calf. He got his leg turned around wrong or something like that. That ball came up and got him. One ball, no strikes. They did not clean the plate.
What the heck?
But he did not take a foul tip in the mask either. That's part of the stipulation. You know that.
The umpire has to.
Yes. Or the catcher has to.
Oh. Yeah. He didn't get it anywhere near to that.
No. Swing and a miss by Peter. Strike one. One ball, one strike. Pitch is high from Alex Buddy and 2-1. Two balls, one strike, one out. Little inside, and now 3-1. Five to one, Richmond, bottom of the seventh. Buddy's pitch, and Jackson Peter follows it off at the plate, and the count full at 3-2.
Well, just looking forward to a little bit of sweatshirt weather after this. How do you like this?
Yeah, this is not bad. Three balls, two strikes. The pitch from Buddy. Peter, ground ball into left field. That's a base hit. That'll bring Cody Eichers to the plate. Jackson Peter getting his second hit of the day.
Thank you. Cody Eichers.
And up at the plate, Cody Eichers. Cody picked up a base hit in his last at-bat. He's 1-for-2. Left-handed hitting Cody. A little bit of a change up there, and this is fouled back and out of play. And the count, 0-1. Jackson Peter, the base runner, at first. Buddy comes home, big breaking ball that just hangs up there in the count, At 1-1.
Probably not the guy you want to hang one over the plate to. 1-1
the count. It's from Alex Buddy. That low and in the dirt. Nice stop by Connor Dole. But I've seen Dole, Donnie. He really anticipates good, too. He
yes,
gets down
he does.
And blocks the ball.
Watching him back there this game, he's doing an excellent job.
Not
right
his
there.
First rodeo.
No, it isn't.
No. The 2-1, Eichers takes high, and 3-1. Three balls, one strike. Ready on the mound, Kyle Buddy, pitch. Inside, ball four, and Cody Eichers is going to walk with one out. That'll move Jackson Peter to second and bring up Ethan Vogt. Andy Bauer out to have a word with his right-hander. Ethan Vogt singled in his last at-bat, and prior to that at-bat, he'll line drive to Trent Gertken at third. So Ethan has pretty much been timing Alex Buddy good today. 5-1 your score in the bottom of the seventh inning. Richmond leading El Rosa. One out, two on. James Kiefler on deck. Andy Bauer makes his trip back to the dugout. Again, this is a seeding game. Winner takes the number one seed, loser the number two seed, and now Alex Buddy wants to talk to Connor Dole. They have had their short discussion. And we're ready to go. Ethan in the batter's box. Alex Buddy sets himself on the pitching rubber, and Ethan Vogt fly ball to left field. Coming in, Dusty Adams going out. Adam Bacchus, and Dusty makes the catch for the second out. Ethan chasing that first pitch fastball. And he flies to left.
Missed that, I think, a little bit. He got underneath it, but it's a nice pitch.
That'll bring James Kiefler to the plate. James, 0-2 today with a walk and a run scored. Alex Buddy ready on the mound. The right-hander's pitch. And high for a ball, 1-0. The count. Richmond scored three runs in the first inning. That's kind of set the tone for this whole ball game as Kiefler takes high for ball two and 2-0.
Well, Rosa had three errors in that inning.
They did, yeah. Buddy has gone the distance for Richmond. El Rosa started with Aaron Vogt, and since then Jordan Roos came in the seventh. Here's a strike call to James Kiefler and 2-1. Maybe as vocal as I've heard some of the fans today. Starting to wind down here. 2-1 to Kiefler and a swing and a miss. Strike two, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Ready on the mound, Alex Buddy. Runners there leads from first and second. And just a little bit low on the count, full at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Kiefler back in the box. Alex Buddy ready. On deck, Derek Wiener. And the pitch is low and inside, ball four, and Kiefler's going to load him up. So the base is loaded with two outs. We're going to get a pinch hitter. Brady Weller is going to bat for Derek Wiener. The base is loaded for Brady here in the seventh. Brady in the mound, Alex Buddy. His pitch, right down the middle, strike one. Balls, one strike. Jackson Peter at third, Cody Eichers at second, James Kiefler at first. Pitch inside, a ball, and 1-1. 1-1, the count to Weller. Ready again, Alex Buddy. His pitch, and Weller will follow this back and out of play. The count now, 1-2.
Gonna need to park some cars around here to give Leo some business.
Yeah.
Had the cars parked too far away.
1-2. Buddy will step off the pitching rubber. He was staring down at Connor Doles for a while. All right, we're ready to go. The 1-2 pitch coming here to Weller with the bases loaded. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. Gets Weller on strikes, and that will end the seventh for the El Rosa Saints. No runs, one hit, no errors, three left on. We played 7, Richmond 5, El Rosa 1. More to come in a minute on KSM.
Fire Prevention Week kicks off Sunday, October 8th. The staff at Painesville Mutual and Grinnell Mutual want you to play it safe. Now is the perfect time to make sure your home is covered and you are prepared in the event of a fire. Check smoke alarm batteries and fire extinguishers, and make sure all family members know the plan in case of a fire. Prepare for the unexpected with quality home insurance. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Painesville Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual insurance provider. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. The season finale of your favorite show is on TV tonight. You forgot to hit record on your DVR and you've already left the house for work. Maybe you forgot to DVR the big ball game that's on TV tonight, but you just dropped the kids off at school. Or your favorite TV series is airing at another time than it's normally scheduled on your DVR. No problem. With the Manage My TV app from Albany Mutual Telephone, you can manage your TV recordings from your smartphone. You won't miss a thing. The best part? It's free with your digital TV service. Call us today, 320-845-2101.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM, Chasm.
A little bit of a weather update from farming. It is 85 degrees. It's feels like 90. The dew point at 69. 69 the dew point right now. And we have winds out of the southeast at 11. Mary Heinen said it feels like 104 up here. So
I think she's close.
Here we go. Left-handed hitting Dan Hansen starting it off for the Royals. In the top of the eighth inning, Jordan Roos, the draftee from Roscoe, in relief for the El Rosa Saints. First pitch of ball to Hansen, 1-0, and Dan drives it to center field. Kevin Kiefler seems to have this one measured, makes the catch for the out. So one out for the Royals. And Andy Hadley, the scheduled hitter. Don't see Andy coming out of the dugout just yet. Here he comes. Andy so far today, 0-3. Connor Doles on deck. Jordan Roos has pitched, strike one. 0-1 the count to Hadley. Stay tuned for our post-game show today. We'll name your Albany and Richmond A&W player of the game. Curveball a little bit high, and the count with 1-1 to Hadley.
Close pitch again, wasn't it?
1-1. Roos delivers, and Hadley will follow this one back and out of play. The count, 1-2. One, two, the count. Jordan Roos delivers, ball high and 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Another curveball that Hadley reaches out for and pulls it back and out of play. That was definitely ball three.
Yes, it was. It was up above his shoulders. But you know, some of these hitters, they can hit balls up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that little bit of a tomahawk swing.
2-2, the Roost pitch. Hadley ground ball to short. Schmitz up with it. And on to first, 6-3 in the putout. I noticed Matt Schmitz is starting to charge more, Don.
Yes, he is.
After sitting back on those first few, he's starting to charge him.
Yep, he's noticing the difference here, too, and we've been watching it a little bit, too, and there's nobody sitting back on the ball now. I don't know if the infield is quick or not off the grass, but it doesn't look like it's really coming off the grass real quick.
That'll bring Connor Dole to the plate. Here in the top of the eighth inning, a 5-1 Richmond lead. Thanks for joining us today on AM 1150, 107.7 FM. 105.5 HD2 and on our stream at mychasm.com. Two outs, nobody on. The first pitch to Connor, outside of ball, 1-0. There's a strike, and 1-1. There's a ball that ended up in the infield here, so that means there must be somebody throwing for Richmond down the sidelines.
That's probably Flip Koltoff warming up, thinking that he might come in.
Flipper's getting that. Is he left-handed? It rolls, singles, up the middle past Schmidt. So a two-out single for Connor Doles. It looks like Brady Clare is getting loose. Brady Clare throwing for the Royals.
Pinch runner Kenny Mooney here. Connor Doles.
Kenny Mooney out, and here comes the left-handed hitting, Dusty Adams. Kenny Mooney takes a lead at first with two outs. And Jordan Roos delivers. Low for a ball, 1-0.
Nice pitch.
Dusty Adams, three outs today, all three ground ball outs to second. He is 0 for 3 looking for that first hit. Roos pitch, outside, ball two. 2-0, the count to Dusty Adams. Mooney will take a small lead at first. The pitch from Jordan Roos. That's inside, and now 3-0 to Adams. Richmond batting here in the top of the eighth, leading 5-1 over El Rosa. 3-0 coming to Dusty. Strike one, 3-1. Three balls, one strike. Pitch.
Ooh,
high ball four. Okay.
Wow.
A little indecision. Dusty didn't know. The home plate umpire didn't say anything right away. Two outs. So Dusty walks, and that'll bring Kyle Buddy to the plate with two outs. On to second goes Kenny Mooney. And Jordan Roos delivers. Buddy takes a strike, and 0-1 to Kyle. Jordan Roos came on in the top of the seventh for the El Rosa Saints. Curveball, strike two to Kyle Buddy, 0-2. To Buddy with two outs, two on. Fastball, strike three called, and Kyle gets caught looking. That'll do it for Richmond here in the eighth. No runs, a hit, no errors, two left on. We played 7.5. It's Richmond 5. Rosa 1, more to come here on KASM in 1 minute.
Stearns County baseball in the summertime go together like Freeport State Bank and you, the customer. Summertime is vacation time with the family, doing home improvements, or just kicking back and relaxing. Need a loan for a recreational vehicle, vacation, home improvements, agriculture, home refinancing, or whatever the need may be? Contact their experienced lending team at Freeport State Bank. Freeport State Bank, customer service is their priority, with offices in Freeport, New Munich, Melrose, and Greenwald. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Scooters Trucking in Elrosa is your trucking service for all your grain and feed hauling. Give Scott Linares a call to set up your trucking for grain and feed. Phone him at 320-250-4527. That's 320-250-4527. Scooters Trucking in Elrosa. Scooters Trucking wishes the very best to all the area teams and the Elrosa Saints.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
All right. Bottom of the eighth inning, Donald. The Richmond Royals going to their bullpen.
Yes, they did. They took Brady Clare from center field. Him and Alex Buddy are just going to flip-flop around here. So Alex Buddy's going to go to center field. Go up the middle switch. Brady Keller is a left-hander.
So he's taking his warm-up tosses, and we're ready to go. And it'll be the middle part, or actually the 7-8-9 hitters for the Elrosa Saints. Elrosa with eight hits today off of Alex Buddy. Brady Clare comes on to try to save it.
Out hitting Richmond, but Richmond's leading by four runs.
Strike call to Matt Schmitz. Actually, a ball. 1-0. 1-0, excuse me. It's a little bit inside from Clare. And 2-0. Balls, no strikes.
Some of the farming guys are starting to wrap stuff up over here, rolling up the fence, putting pipes and posts away.
2 balls, one strike as Clare delivers that pitch. Pitch and Schmitz, a ground ball to third. Hurtgen gets it on the first hop and throws to first to Hansen. That's 5-3 in the put out of Matt Schmitz. Yeah, that was a big play by Trent not to get that short hop done.
You betcha. He's doing a good job over there. He's playing that corner real well.
So one out, and it's Brandon Relke, the designated hitter. And Relke takes a strike call, 0-1. Brady Clare's got some pretty good pop on that fastball,
yes,
that left-hander.
Tailing fastball.
Pitched for the high school team. Another young star in this league. Here's a ground ball to short. Nice hop for Adam Bach is on to first. 6-3 on the putout.
Don't wasting time on that one, Adam was.
He takes those two steps forward, Don.
Yes.
You got to be moving, right?
Absolutely. Does a nice job. Gets it off that grass and that little high hop and all in one motion.
Austin Imdick to the plate. Austin 0-for-3 today. Strike right down the middle, 0-1 from Clare.
Impressed with this Clare already. Throws strikes with a lead.
0-1 the count. Brady Clare kicks and delivers right there again. Strike two. Balls, two strikes.
Well, the Babe Ruth team that's out in Washington, no score in the top of the third. Newcastle, Indiana 0, Albany 0.
So the Babe Ruth team battling out there in Washington. They are 2-0 right now in pool play. Gets a ball to Austin Imdick outside. The count 1-2. Brady Clare kicks and delivers. Breaking ball a little bit high in 2-2.
Hopefully Mike Schlaper made it out there okay.
Yeah. He was lying out this morning. He said he should be there in time for game time, right?
That's what he thought.
Balls, two strikes. Imdick follows it at the plate. Count stays 2-2 to Austin. Two balls, two strikes. Brady Clare kicks and delivers. Fastball outside. Connor Doles reaching out to pick that one up, and the count full at 3-2 with two outs. Three balls, two strikes. And inside, ball four. And so he walks Austin Indyk, and that's going to bring the top of the order in Kevin Kiefler, and it doesn't get easy here.
Oh, no.
Number four, Kevin Kiefler.
Because as I said that again, he walks right.
What's always the most important hitter in the lineup? That's the next hitter. That's you get that next hitter, right?
That's right.
Here's the pitch to Kiefler, strike one.
Hard throwing strikes here, man.
Yeah? You going to make him put it in play?
Yes.
You have a four-run lead, 5-1, in the bottom of the eighth inning. Brady Clare works from the stretch. Left-hander delivers inside, a ball, and 1-1. One ball, one strike. Indyk, the base runner, at first with two outs. Brady Clare comes home, and Kiefler pops this one over by first base. Dan Hansen giving chase in foul ground. Hansen can't come up with it. I think Dan was looking up in the sky there too long and started doing that little bit of polka down the line.
Yep, the fence was getting closer all the time.
Right. Dan comes back to first base. And one ball, two strikes to Kiefler. Austin Indyk over at first. The pitch, that bounces in the dirt. Nice stop by Connor Doles. It bounced right by Kevin Kiefler's feet. Connor Doles had slid over to block it. Two balls, two strikes. Two outs here in the bottom of the eighth. Brady Clare's pitch, and Kiefler lines it to left center field. That's a base hit. Dusty Adams comes over to cut it off and back into the infield. And the El Rosa Saints with runners at first and second and one out, or actually make it two outs.
Quick two outs in this inning here. Now Brady Clare can't seem to find the plate and get out of this inning.
Kevin Kiefler keying off on that fastball. Now Connor Doles out to have a word with Clare. Jackson Peters stepping up to the plate. Jackson, 2-for-4 today. Into the box, Peter. Brady Clare delivers, and strike one at the belt. All on the count. Clare kicks and delivers, and that bouncing in the dirt. Doles again smothering that and holding Austin Indyk at second.
He had a notion to go to third, didn't he?
He did.
This is where you don't want to run yourself out of an inning.
Jackson Peter back in the box. The count, one ball, one strike. Clare's pitch inside and low, and 2-1. Cody Eichers on deck.
You want to put that tie and run it to play with Cody Eichers, do you?
Two balls, one strike. The pitch from Brady Clare and a line drive to center field. Alex Buddy there to make the catch for the out off of the bat of Austin, or out of Jackson Peter. And that will do it for El Rosa in the eighth. No runs, a hit. No errors, two left on. Eight in the books, Richmond 5, El Rosa 1. More baseball to come in a minute here on KASM.
Baseball, hot dogs, and apple pie. American staples and supported by Painesville Farmers Union, a locally owned and operated co-op. Farmers, now is a great time to fill your diesel barrels and LP corn dryer tanks in preparation for the fall harvest, along with giving the experts like John, Lauren, Nathan, and Chad a call to do some crop scouting for soybean aphids and other pests. Phone 800-232-4265. Good luck to all teams participating in this year's Region 15 Seed Tournament from Painesville Farmers Union Co-op. For some good conversation and a favorite beer, pop, or mixed drink, stop by Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky always has the latest scoop on the Richmond Royals and your favorite Minnesota sports teams. Corky's Bar plays host to a weekly meat raffle on Saturday afternoon at 1:30. There's happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6, and if you like gaming, Corky's Bar has electronic pull tabs. You can do it, Richmond Royals, from everyone at Corky's Bar in Richmond.
Broadcasting from the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council studio, powered by the Soybean Checkoff. This is KASM Albany at AM 1150, KDDG Albany FM 105.5 HD2, and KASM Albany at FM 107.7, 24 hours a day.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150, KASM.
All righty. Set to go, top of the ninth inning, Alex Buddy, top of the Royal lineup, facing Jordan Roos. The first pitch to Jordan, a strike. There's strike two, and 0-2 to Buddy. It'll be Buddy, Bacchus, and Gertken. Pitch is low to Alex, one ball, two strikes. 1-2 the count. Pitch is high, and 2-2. Two balls, two strike. Called out of play by Buddy. 4 o'clock in Chasm Land. We'll have the Dick Foote Show coming up right around 7 o'clock tonight here on KASM. High chopper past Kiefler, deep in the hole to Schmitz. He's not going to get enough on it to catch Alex Buddy at first and an infield single for Alex.
Buddy's speed down there, you have to be gonna have to feel an infield chopper like that cleanly and have a run at him at first base, because you ain't gonna get him on a play like that.
Anabakis to the plate. Adam looks to bunt, puts it down the first baseline. Roos fields, he'll go to first, 1-3 in the putout, but nice bunt by Mr. Bacchus.
Working for an insurance run here.
And he'll be...
And you know, why wouldn't you do that with your hottest hitter up right now?
Yeah, exactly. Being congratulated by the Richmond Royal team.
Yes.
Here's Trent Gertken. Trent 3-for-4 today. 2 doubles, a home run. 2 runs scored. 1 RBI. Jordan Roos delivers, and Gertken fouls it off at the plate. 0-1. Cole Schmitz on deck for the Royals. This game for the number one seed out of Region 15C. They will not play the first weekend. Lake Henry has been determined the number three seed. Jordan Roos ready on the mound. Rainander's pitch, breaking ball, a called strike to Trent Gertken, and 0-2 now to Trent. The ball, it's two strikes. Top of the ninth inning, 5-1 Richmond. The pitch, outside and high, and 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Roos ready. His pitch, that bounces away from Cody Eichers, and on to third goes Alex Buddy. And now he's in even more scoring position, just 90 feet away. Now, ground ball to the right side or something like that scores him, or the sacrifice fly. Two balls, two strikes. Jordan Roos kicks, delivers, and Gertken takes low and outside, and the count full at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Fastball that Kirkland will follow back and out of play. This one finds the road and over the road. Almost like over the river and through the woods. Over the river and over the road.
Going back to your childhood days.
Yeah. Pitch is high, ball four, and Trent Gertkin's going to walk. Going to bring Cole Schmitz to the plate.
That would be the
Cole Schmitz. Did he have two strikes on Trent?
He did. It was full. 3-2.
No, I mean to start with.
It was 0-2.
Yeah.
Yes. Cole Schmitz so far today, 0-for-3 with a sacrifice fly and an RBI. And Schmitz pops this one up in the infield. Roos on the mound, calling for it, and he drops it. You could kind of see that. There's going to be a fourth at second.
Yep.
Now, Kirby Hemish is saying...
Not infield fly.
Not infield fly. And now the conversation will occur with Dave Gunderson because they threw to second base. And now they're going to tag first base, too. And this could be a double play, Don.
Very much so. The hitter didn't run.
The hitter, Cole Schmitz, didn't run. The ump called maybe an infield fly with runners at first and third.
You can't.
And that cannot be an infield fly.
It is not an infield fly. So they're just going to call the runner at first, though.
Runner at first, and now Cole Schmitz is not at first yet. And they're going to put a pinch runner in for Cole. Looks like, is it Eli Emerson?
It's Trent, isn't it?
Trent Gertkin coming out. They're saying he was forced out at second. And I think Cole didn't run because he saw the infield fly being indicated.
Well, the batter's automatically out on an infield fly.
But it should not have been an infield fly, right?
No.
Fielder's choice. So Trent Gertkin comes out. Here's Dan Hansen at the plate. Boy, that confuses everybody in the park.
So Eli Emerson's running.
Yeah, Eli Trent. Running. Here's Dan Hansen. It's to Dan outside of all 1-0. Runners at first and third now for the Royals.
Pitching at first base for the three Lions.
One O to count to Hansen. That's low for a ball and 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Yeah, I.
Absolutely, you got to put that in your mind as an umpire too. First and second are base and loaded with less than two outs. Correct?
It's outside. It goes off of Cody Eicher's mitt. Here comes Alex Buddy to score, and it's now 6-1 Richmond.
Very catchable ball on that one.
You bet. Just a pass ball there.
It's a big run.
3-0 the count. On to second goes Eli Emerson. And Jordan Roos, his first run he's given up in relief for the Saints. And the pitch is high, ball four. And walking will be Dan Hansen.
Probably not a bad move either. Pitch carefully to Dan, that left-handed hitter.
Here's Andy Hadley.
Oh, Albany. Babe Ruth, he scored four runs. They're leading Newcastle 4-0 in the bottom of the third.
Newcastle, Indiana. So another four spots for the Albany Husky Babe Ruth team. They score in bunches.
Yes, they do.
Hadley takes the first Ruth pitch and fouls it to the backstop 0-1. He had a big cut at that.
You take a look at his arms once, Randy. He's got some pretty good pipes on there, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
Oh.
Wouldn't want to arm wrestle him.
No.
0 on the count to Hadley. Bruce's pitch, and Hadley lines it into right center field. That's a base hit. Eli Emerson's going to score. Here comes Dan Hansen to third. And Andy Hadley with an RBI single here in the ninth. Now 7-1 Royals. And Connor Doles to the plate.
Two out runs, huh?
Two out runs. They're big runs. And, boy, when you get ninth inning runs, too.
Yeah. They're insurance runs, as you may call them.
7-1. Richmond with the lead over El Rosa. Jordan Roos pitches and a fly ball to center field. Kevin Kiefler fills the gap, makes the catch for the out, and that'll do it for Richmond in the ninth. They come up with two runs on two hits, runaways, and two left on base. After 8.5, Richmond 7, and El Rosa 1. More baseball coming up in 1 minute here on KES.